Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brautz goes indoors in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Much of the focus here at In My Backyard headquarters is on growing things. There's nothing finer, for me anyway, than growing something fresh and tasty to eat, or extremely pleasing to the eye, or both, in whatever space I have available outside. Gardening is awesome. It gets us out in the elements, it keeps us in touch with the seasons, and it allows us, in some small way, to take charge of what we're eating. Gardening teaches us responsibility and resilience, too. If we want those tomatoes, we have to take care of them, and sometimes we have to accept failure and try again next year. This last bit goes for gardening inside, too. I often forget that. But I admit it, growing things in the indoor environment seems really foreign to me, like almost scary.
You hear it now, even from friends who talk about it. I'm talking about opening the store or whatever, and, oh, I wish I could have a plant. I just can't because I kill them. That's, like, not just a challenge, but it's super fun to be like, no, there's a lot of plants you can have.
Mathis Helmick is an indoor plant whisperer.
One of my favorite plants, I call her Eva. She's a tall apiculicaria plant, and you can repot that plant every year and expose its weird little knotted root ball, and that's why I like it.
He didn't start by growing plants outside. He started inside, at home, with his mom.
My mom had a lot of tropical plants growing up, and we used to water them on Wednesdays. It was watering Wednesday. I now know that you don't water every single plant on a specific day, but my mom happened to have a bunch of tropicals that needed watering once a week.
Mathis is from Champaign, Illinois, born and raised, and after graduating from high school, went to the Pacific Northwest to get educated and to seek his fortune. He eventually came back to Champaign and then went to Chicago for a few years, where he worked for a popular boutique plant store and garden center in that city's Ukrainian Village neighborhood. He was originally hired to move rock and plant trees, but when his coworkers saw him successfully coaxing along the tropical plants indoors.
But then I started moving things around inside the store, and I started taking care of the tropical plants inside, even though I wasn't asked to. And the owner one day was just like, you're kind of better inside than you are outside. And I was like, I know, I can do window displays and make vignettes and I can do all this stuff. And I soon became a store manager and was ordering plants and teaching customers about tropical plants.
I visited Mathis at his apartment, a large, airy, and sunny space in downtown Champaign that wasn't completely filled with plants like I'd envisioned. Along with Eva, the apiculicaria, he has several other plants in a variety of containers. One of those plants caught my eye. It was bright green, very cheerful, something I'd love to have myself, but I was even more interested in its container, which appeared to be a very sturdy styrofoam cooler lid. Was he for real? Could it be that indoor gardening can subscribe to some of the same principles and practices that I find really interesting for my style of outdoor gardening, like reusing and recycling?
I believe you can plant in anything. And I have nice little, those are Danish planters there, the storm pots I was talking about. I like them. They were expensive. They're great. But I like the styrofoam as well, or your plastic to-go cup here from the cafe. I planted 65 little baby succulents in 65 little plastic cups that I kept all winter with the sole purpose of reusing them, and kind of instead of putting them in the recycling bin, which is super cool. That takes energy to recycle. It's just like, why not make it a planter?
People end up really getting into indoor plants, Mathis tells me. They especially love succulents, desert plants that don't need to be watered very often. But even those of us with a thing for food-giving plants might have a chance with something inside.
That's gardening. I mean, you're not really going to eat anything that you can grow inside. You can grow some tropicals, some Meyer lemons, things like that, little citrus plants that you can just keep in a sunny window all the time, and you can actually get fruit from it. But I mean, I'm tending to these little plants, and this is my little garden, and it's a different kind of bounty that I get from it.
Mathis thinks it's time for the Urbana-Champaign area, homes and businesses, green thumbs and black thumbs, to really get to know indoor plants, the things they can do for us. These plants give off oxygen and they clear indoor air of everyday toxins, but it's not just about the science.
And then there's just the gorgeousness of plants. I mean, I think it feels nice to look at the big round leaves of that Umbrella Scephalera, and it's a jungle plant. And it's probably 5 feet tall now, which is small in relation to where it comes from. But it's got these big cascading round leaves that are nice. The Apiculicaria that I told you, the one I called Eva, dainty little leaves, so delicate. And the structure, I mean, it's like a savanna tree.
He wants so badly for indoor plants to get their due in Urbana-Champaign, he's hoping to open his own independent retail operation, Plant Mode, in the near future. He envisions a casual, friendly, personalized, local experience for his future customers. He wants to ensure they're getting the right plants for the right space and that they feel confident and that they have fun and that they keep growing things indoors and, maybe most importantly, they can come back for encouragement and advice. Or, you know, more plants.
I definitely, yeah, that's what's up. That's the future. I mean, the big box isn't, there's not enough room for all of us inside of it. And we can see that all the time. There's a lot of evidence of that. So let's keep it local.
For In My Backyard, I'm Lisa Braltz.